Merry Christmas!
I'm Sam.
And I'm Bryony.
We just wanted to wish you
all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hope you're having a lovely and safe time of year, and take care.
Bye!
Bye!
Welcome to Trust in Evil.
I'm Sam.
I'm Bryony.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Oh my God. So, I got this, I thought was a dog. I was so excited.
Wait, I got this, what I thought was a dog.
So the conversation went with my sister today.
Okay.
She said, we're on about doing something for a customer. And she was like, right, we've got to get a picture of their dog. It'll be really cute, print it out for him. And I was like, yeah, okay, brilliant, great. I was like, Is this like a Christmas thank you?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you need to take something Christmassy. And I was like, oh, I know, I could take my dog. And she looked at it and she was like, it's a reindeer. And I was like, no, it's Snowman and Snow Dog. And she was like, it's got antlers. And I was like, no, it's definitely Snow Dog. And I was looking at it and I was like, just Google what is he, what colour his ears are. And I got up and I looked at it and I was like, fucking reindeer. I thought it was a dog. It looks like a dog. I swear it's a dog.
That is a Bryony move.
Oh, I thought it was a snowman. I love my snowman and snow dog.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bryony for Prime Minister.
I bought it last year and I thought it was a snow dog. Oh, that's the thing. That's what I was going to tell Tim earlier and I forgot to tell him. I'll take a picture of it later and I will post it in the group and you can decide if you think it's a dog or a reindeer.
Okay. I love you so much.
I was like, I do these crazy things all the time. And I think, if I only had a camera following me around all the time, but how the fuck do you get through life?
That would be a show and a half, that would.
I have got a diary now, though, and I write in it.
Ooh.
It is a big one, though, because I have to have it, because I have to write down everyone's hours, otherwise I can't get fucking paid.
Oh, not just because your writing's huge. Capital letters.
I have to work it all out. I'm like, fucking hell. And I still say to him,
how long have I been telling you to do this?
Yeah, I know. And I do write in it. Don't write in what I'm doing every day. like the dentist appointment that I'm 2 months early for. At least I'm still super early for my dentist appointment.
You're boss woman. You have to do this now, Brian.
I know.
It's like you've got to actually do life properly.
Properly. They all must think I'm fucking some sort of spastic, though.
As long as they get paid, that's all that matters.
But sometimes I think fuck's sake, they'll be like, did you tell so-and-so? And I'm like, yeah, no,
nah, not sure. Anywho, snow dog or reindeer, Merry Christmas to you. I'm not sure if this is coming out Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, what, because
whatever day it is,
it will be
either Christmas Eve or
it will be
day.
Christmas. Because we are recording this. It will be Christmas.
It will come up. Yeah.
So we are recording this a few weeks before.
Do anyone not think, though, what the fuck? Like, Christmas is just here.
Yeah.
Like,
I think every year. Every year.
This is the first year that I'm like, it's Christmas next week.
Well, that's because you got a diary this year.
Mate, actually, maybe that is true. Yeah, fuck. Yeah. Before that. But honestly, I'm like, fuck, it's Christmas next week.
Yeah.
And I've got no presents.
Somebody said to me yesterday, what are you going to do for your birthday? I was like, I don't know. I'll think about it when it comes.
I asked you 8 years ago. I was like, should we go out for dinner for your birthday? You never replied.
I replied to you. I said, we can go out for dinner on the 15th. And you never got back to me.
Oh, what? You would still want to do that? Because I feel bad now.
I have no idea because I don't know what Tim's got planned.
I'm going to have to go and speak to him then, won't I?
See, look what I got to deal with, guys.
I find out what shit present he's got this year. I said to God, it was a Friday, so we possibly could if you... Yeah, we'll just speak to your Tim. What did he buy you for Valentine's Day?
He bought me drums.
Fucking drums.
I did love them.
Either some people you didn't.
I did. I'm getting a new set.
Oh my God. What's wrong with you?
I need something to do.
You won't go to the gym?
No. Drums is a workout. Drums are hard work, man.
Do you reckon you can be a drummer in a band? Does anyone want to form a band? Sam can be the drummer.
Be the shittest band in the world, but we're triers.
Mate, I reckon we should form a band. If anyone else can play the guitar or edit my voice.
Or yeah, or not, you don't even have to play the guitar, but you just have to have a guitar that you can strum
or
on.
Access to a guitar.
Yeah, just something you can make noise with.
You can even be one of those Guitar Hero guitars. It doesn't even be a real guitar. Because Sam's drum kit's not even real.
Yeah, you could just make the sound. It'll be fine.
Oh,
it'll be great.
I do that all the time, don't you?
air guitar, of course. I air drum. I don't air guitar, I air
can
drum.
Can you actually drum? Bet you can't, can
I
you?
Can do the main beat that is in most songs.
Which is what?
What's the point of telling you? You wouldn't understand.
What do you mean I wouldn't understand?
Well, it's a four beat. Chord, you go 1, 2, 3, 4 on the hi-hat. You go on see, you're looking at me like I'm crazy. On one, you do the snare, what, and on three,
so
you do...
You're telling me in a song there's a 1, 2, 3 hi-hat.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4 hi-hat.
Oh, sorry, I've missed out.
Then on the one, you do either the snare or the...
Oh, this yeah, is see, it's, so
yeah,
boring.
Exactly, so there's no point in telling you.
Do you want to hear about the weights at the gym, though?
No.
Do you want to hear about the weights at the gym, though, actually?
Well, that... I don't, but I'm guessing you're going to tell me anyway.
Right, so if you've got two tens and you're putting them on a bar, you're actually lifting 45 kg.
Interesting. There you go.
So, yeah.
The more you know. So, anywho, my case, Merry Christmas, all of that. So,
people
I...
probably already turned off.
Yeah. Like fucking drums and weights.
You're
going to
get us another bad review. Fuck's sake. Oh, we won't do... I said we were going to do them at the end of your case, but we won't. We'll do them in the chat next time. We'll read reviews.
Okay, cool.
We'll start reading reviews. We'll start from the bottom, from the top.
Sounds like a
Work
plan.
Work our way up.
Right, so as I said, I made this chat space up on our Facebook. If you're not joined, come and join us on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, we never plug us, do we?
No, well, not enough. You try, I just go along with
remember.
It. So basically, we made this chat for you guys to suggest us cases because we get suggested cases all the time,
And you need to shout someone out. Wait, we'll do that first. Okay. Yeah, go on, you keep going with
She keeps on interrupting me.
Sorry.
So we made this chat space. So basically all the cases are in one place rather than just a random comment here and there, because we lose the comments and we never see them again. So with some of your suggestions, I created the poll on Facebook. You Facebook, whatever. You guys voted. I listened. So we'll do another poll the same in the future and do another case based on what you guys want. So this case... Oh, it's awful. It's a really, really sad case and it's disturbing. So be warned, it's a hard listen. So I just don't want to ruin your Christmas, basically, because it is awful. Before we go further, though, let's listen to what Bryony was interrupting me for.
Can't find it. I'm getting there.
That was so worth it.
Right, so I found it. So Shirley Mack, basically, just want to give you a shout out because you are awesome.
Legend.
And... yeah, I think basically what Shirley Mack said, move on. But I'm going to change it a little bit and just be like, move the fuck on. Okay, so if anyone doesn't know what we're talking about, you have to go join our Facebook page and look at the...
Are you going to read what she said?
No, not yet. Not until the chat.
I'm saving this
content.
Jesus. Okay, so this conversation was completely pointless.
No, I wanted to give her a shout out.
Yeah, but shout out to Shirley Mack. You are a star. Well,
she hates you anyway.
She probably does.
Doesn't like you.
Everyone hates me.
You're better than me.
You're stuck on that, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I'm fuming right, I'm honest with you. Fuming you even said it. If I'd have known back then, why know now? Whew. We're not friends anymore. So no, fuck your birthday. I'm not coming out for it. Okay. Did we have that conversation on air or off air?
On air.
Oh, that's right then. Fuck your birthday.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Do you need a hug?
No, definitely not.
Right, anyway, let's go. So... today, I'm going to tell you all about Adrian Jones. Now, he was from Lawrence, Kansas, originally. They moved around a bit. So, little Adrian, who may, I add, looking at pictures, and I think we said this in the last one, they're all gorgeous, aren't they? But this little lad, he was such a sweet-looking kid. So, he lived with his biological father. He was 46-year-old Michael and his wife, who was obviously Adrian's stepmother. Although I do hate to call her stepmother because that implies that she was loving and caring and she fucking wasn't.
Can I just interrupt? Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know this case. It's just come to me now. It just twigs to me. I don't know how these things just happen in my brain. Can't process
it. It does,
quickly.
Though. You do it to me all the time. I think I don't know the case. And you start sort of saying words about it and you're like, yeah, I know this.
My sister was desperate for me to cover this case and I was like, can't do it. It's one case I just can't do.
Yeah.
Just because of the... because there's actual audio
awful.
And video and it literally just hurts my heart so much. So...
I haven't included any of that in this.
You need to.
It's awful.
Yeah, but you need to because it's his case. If you're going to do it, you've got to do it properly.
I know.
It's horrible. I didn't want to do this case because of that audio. Every time I've listened to it, I've actually cried. But to make people realise how much he suffered, you mm-hmm. have to.
All right, so maybe I'll just tell the case as it is and I'll add the audio at the end.
Add the audio in between. But yeah, maybe we'll start the next
episode
off with the audio. There you go. Because it doesn't matter where it falls. She's a bitch.
She is. She's awful.
And he's just as bad, though.
Yeah. Okay, I just didn't...
If you could think of the person you hate the most and then times that by a fucking million, that is these two.
All right, well, you talked me into it. I will add the audio, but that comes with a warning, I think.
A massive warning.
It's just awful. So, anywho... this woman that is awful that we're talking about, Adrian's stepmother, she's called Heather, who at the time was 31. And as we just said, this case is just hideous. So this case didn't need to end as it did, not at all. If child services had done their job, very much like in your last case, Bryony, if they'd done their job properly, things could have been just so different. Again, I just want to add, it's not social services' fault that people abuse their kids, but they're there for a reason. Do your job. So Adrian's case has often been compared to that of Gabriel Fernandez, which is a case most of us, I think, are aware of. There was a big Netflix documentary about it, and it was fucking horrendous, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was horrendous.
That got a lot of traction, I think, because of the documentary and whatnot. Now, I know with the Gabriel Fernandez case, it was one that you toyed with covering, wasn't it?
Yes.
But decided not to... because of all the traction that it had. Because if you don't know about the case and you want to, a quick Google, there's so many YouTube videos, podcasts.
I really still do want to do his case because I do think as well it's another child that, I don't care how many times it's been done and how many documentaries are about it, because there will be people out there that don't know it
mm-hmm.
and they deserve to be heard, shown.
Yeah.
The evil bastards.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you do want to do it, I'm up for listening. But, again, it is an awful case. And if you are going to Google it at any point, just be aware that it's just horrendous.
I don't know what about this one that really hurt me. I think the video, I honestly think that, because I think I was probably listening to a podcast.
I'm not on about Adrian's case. I'm on about the Gabriel Fernandez.
Oh, right. Okay,
if you're going to go and research that one, if you haven't, if you don't know about it.
Oh, yeah, be warned, it's fucking
horrible. It is awful. But there is a good Netflix documentary, which is pretty accurate, but there is a bit more to the story if you go looking at podcasts and whatnot.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's get back to little Adrian. So this poor boy really suffered at the hands of these just horrific... Again, I don't want to call them parents. They were bloody horrible. I mean, they were supposed to love and protect him, and nothing of the kind happened.
He had siblings as well, didn't he?
Yes, seven.
I can't remember.
If I remember rightly, I do mention it later in the case, but off the top of my head, altogether he had seven.
So she had seven children in the house?
From what I can gather, yes. So let's talk first about Diana Pierce, who is Adrian's biological mother. She gave birth to Adrian on the 15th of May, 2008. Now, this is where it hits home for me, because this is 1 month after my eldest was born. So I just sort of thought of that. Do you know,
you compare things to your life, don't you?
Yeah,
you do, yeah. We're not allowed to do that, actually, on this podcast.
Well, apparently not. Some don't like it. But I can't help it. I thought, literally, that's a month after my eldest.
Yeah, the Star Hobson case got for me because she was Maisie's age. Yeah. Like, that's how I just, every time I thought about something happening to her, I was like, oh my God, Maisie was like, she would be Maisie's age now as well. So I'm thinking, oh my God, like, I'm looking at Maisie, I'm thinking, how the fuck did they do that?
Yeah.
You know, you just remember them at that age.
That age, yeah.
You think, oh, my God.
And I also, like, through writing this case, I looked at my eldest and I couldn't help but think, he would have been this big now? Like, what could have been?
Yeah.
Sorry, I just can't help it. I just put it to my own life and it just hit me that much harder. So, Adrian was a happy, healthy baby, but the relationship between Diana and Michael, who were together at the time, it just wasn't amazing. And not long after Adrian was born, they parted ways. Side note, I might make some really strange noises. As we said in our last podcast, I have a trapped nerve in my neck and I'm turning to look at Bryony and it's absolutely killing me. So if you hear the old ooh, ah, that is what's going on. So back to the case. After the separation, Adrian went and lived with Diana and her other children. I don't know how many were there. But obviously Adrian's half siblings, and they all seemingly lived nicely and happily together. All was well. Now, later there is a bit about maybe Diana wasn't the best, but compared to what Adrian had later, everything was good.
Yeah.
Adrian's mum and granny were good to Adrian and gave him all the love that you any mother would give a child, you know?
Yeah.
At this point in time, Michael was not in the picture at all. He'd gone. He was just like, we've split up. I don't care. Start a life elsewhere. So the big mistake on Diana's part, which was what led to Adrian and his siblings being taken away. So it was when Adrian was only a few years old, and I don't know exactly how old, but I knew he was a couple of years old. Diana went out and left all the kids unattended. I don't know where she went, anything like that, but these kids were unattended. I also don't know if she did this often, but this led to child services being informed. So I think it might have been something she did possibly more than once.
Yeah. And there's probably neighbours that would look after these children or know what was going on. And they probably, well, we know children should be left alone at that age. He was really young here.
And I don't know how old the siblings were either, because I'm thinking of an age where
they could have potentially been watching them. But yeah. I mean, look at that house fire situation where those children were killed. Like, don't leave your kids on their own.
No, it's so dangerous.
Like, obviously within age limit. Like,
yeah.
Don't keep rating your childhood. I can't stay home without me.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Everything within reason, isn't it?
Yeah.
So child services this time, I guess they were kind of on it. And they decided that Diana was an unfit parent and the children were all removed from her care. Now, this is where Michael comes back into Adrian's life as child services placed Adrian with Michael, his biological father.
Right.
So Michael, at this point, was now newly married to Heather. And they lived with their seven children. And from what I can gather, as I said, not all of them were biologically Michael's, but were Heather's. And they sort of were in the age range of 2 and 10.
Right.
Now, Adrian had only been living with Michael and Heather a few months when the Kansas Department for Children and Family Services started to receive some just really concerning reports about the family. So I guess I'll say a few times, I'll refer to them as the Jones family. That was the last name. And because there's quite a few of them.
It's easier. Yeah.
These reports included information that the children all appeared to be underweight and just looked malnourished. They just, you know, that sort of unkempt, maybe a few bruises or just not looking quite right.
Yeah.
People were a bit...
People were noticing. And if people were noticing, then there probably is a problem.
Yeah.
Because you generally look at a kid and if they're... You can sort of go, oh, they're sort of six or between, you know, between... I'd say between about 5 and 8-ish, because you get taller ones and shorter ones. But you sort of look at them and you think, oh, look, the other sibling walks out and it's a bit taller but really skinny. Mm. And you go... Hold on a minute, they all look a bit sort of...
And there is a difference between scruffy and
dirty.
Be worried about, isn't there?
Yeah.
I think as we said in the last case, in England, is the home good enough? That's sort of like what social services go by. Mm. Are the kids taken care of enough? And obviously people around...
To be honest with you, I think as long as the kids are taken care of, your home can be dirty as long as there's nothing...
Your kids can look a bit minging.
But as long as your kids are genuinely...
Fit and healthy, and fed.
Then they pretty much do leave you alone. I know people have said they've taken my kid off me for no reason, but there pretty much always has to be a reason.
There's a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if there's not, fight it.
Yeah.
Prove that there's not.
Yeah.
Not that I do feel sorry for the people, because, I mean, I don't know of any personally, but there must be cases where people have made up shit and the kids have been taken away and there's 100%. Been nothing wrong other than they're just 100%. Not particularly on
normally it. What happens is they end up being in an abusive relationship and they say if that person comes back, these children will be taken away.
Yeah.
And then they either think they've been back when they haven't, or it's been reported that they've been back and they haven't, or they have been back, but they've not been back to stay.
Mm.
But the chance of you getting back, no children should be in a home where there's violence.
No, never. Not even a little bit.
You know,
parents argue, it happens, but having a little tiff and full-blown violence, completely different shit, and taking out on the kids is never, ever a reason for that. Never. Not
so,
okay.
You know, and if social has to remove them because of a violent threat, you might not think it's because they're going to hit your child because they've never hit your child before, but... There is a risk that they hit you, and somehow the child gets injured in that might mm-hmm. not be a direct threat, yeah. you know, but they're thinking, you know, actually, what if he knocks you out and pisses off?
Yeah.
And you're knocked out mm-hmm. for hours on end and your children, your two-year-old just roaming around.
Yeah. And also there is the case to say that even if the children are never hurt physically, but the mother is, they're still seeing that. That's still mm-hmm. going in. That's still going exactly. to affect them as an adult.
Exactly. And I get like abusive relationships are hard. I'm not saying they're not hard to get out of, but you know, if your kids really matter, and I get it's a lot of them control you with money and yeah. stuff, but there are charities that there is help.
Yeah, it's not easy.
No, but there is
help. We're not saying just leave, you're doing the worst thing ever just by saying you're selfish. It's not that at all. It's bloody hard, and I wouldn't even begin to imagine what it must be like. You got to do it.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, we'll probably get backlash for the way we said it, and I don't mean it in a critical way.
No,
I'm just saying if social workers take them from you in that respect, then it's difficult for you to turn around and say, "Well, I don't know why."
Yeah,
because at the end of the day,
there is a reason.
There is a reason. Yeah.
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 And like, well, yeah, as we said, it is really hard, and I feel bad for the people that have to go through that because it's not easy. But there is a better life out there, and don't you know. These husbands, boyfriends, partners, whatever, convince you that there is no other way. There is another way.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just not easy, but there is help out there. You have to look for it. Have to, please, if you are in that situation, seek help. Now, the reports that were made, I don't know how many were made, but it seems from what I've read and watched, there were more than one. So in the reports, it included information that the children all appeared, like I said, underweight, malnourished, all that sort of stuff. And they would often appear with injuries, cuts, bruises. And it seemed like a lot more than what you'd expect your average kid to get out of just rough and tumble playing and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So the children would also allude to being abused. Now, I found a statement that Adrian made to a social worker in 2012 when Adrian was 5 years old. Now, as you said, there is audio. So instead of me telling you what it is, I might play the news report.
Yeah?
Okay, yeah, let's do that. So just to give them credit, this is from 41 Action News.
Yeah, there's a lot of information in these 458 pages. And now, after learning Adrian told a social worker he was being abused, there are so many questions as to how he remained with his killers. Multiple hotline calls and visits to the home in Plattsburgh. 7-year-old Adrian Jones told a social worker more than once he was being abused by his dad and stepmom, Michael and Heather Jones. This stack of documents reveals troubling information and apparent red flags that Adrian was in danger. In 2013, Adrian told a social worker his dad would kick him in the head and punch him in the stomach, adding that little bones come out. But a physical exam showed no indication of abuse, so Adrian stayed in Michael and Heather's care.
So I will play some more clips from that in a bit, but I'll do it as the story goes on. So I also want to mention like the state of the home that they were living in, and I will try and post some pictures on our group. Like, it was hideously filthy. It was fucking disgusting. So just some of the things that were there. So there were dead mice just left to decompose, rat poison just left spread around, which, yeah, if you have an infestation, I get you need rat poison, blah, blah, blah. But this was done, like, it was just sort of strewn around.
They were chucked around, yeah. I suppose, yeah.
I want to remind you, these kids were from age range from 2 to 10. Like, can you imagine even Maisie, her age, sort of she'd running around the room with rat poisoning?
Yeah, she'd pick it up. Because I suppose unless they might be too scared to pick it up. Might be fine because I'd beat them if they pick it up, I suppose.
But then also, if these kids are malnourished, I'd be thinking, would they eat it?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, crazy. So there was also rubbish, like, just strewn around everywhere. And I mean absolutely everywhere. There were many bullet holes dotted around the walls, obviously indicating that somebody was shooting something in there. They used syringes left laying around. What these syringes were for, you know, anyone's guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Use your imagination. And also there was a very good deal of pornography just left on the floor in the worktops, just anywhere, very in sight of all the kids. So when social services got involved, Michael and Heather told them that Adrian was an awful child and he was hard to handle. So they made out that they were at their wit's end because he was just, you know, such this problem child.
Yeah.
They told social services that Adrian would often steal food, which of course he would. He wasn't fed.
He was fucking hungry.
So
he was so skinny as well, wasn't he?
He was.
Taking pictures of him.
So he'd often steal food and wet the bed. Now, this is just alarm bells to me, but I'll play you a little bit more of the news clip.
Adrian also told a social worker he was locked inside his room at night, something Michael and Heather admitted to. But because the couple claimed Adrian had threatened to harm them and his siblings and said they took Adrian to two mental hospitals for help, they were simply told to remove the lock. While the social worker documented the agency could not ensure Adrian's safety, he remained in the home. Then in February 2014, Michael told a social worker he was at his wit's end and thought his son would be better off in state custody. But that worker told him he'd be charged with abandonment. Heather said they couldn't have that charge on their record. Adrian stayed with his parents.
Is that actually true? Would they be charged with abandonment then?
I don't know. I guess so. If the social worker said so.
Then that's fucking disgusting.
But there is a thing, I guess, child abandonment. I mean, I don't know. Any American listeners, let us know what you think. I really don't know.
If that is a rule, that's disgusting because that's just opening yourself up, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? To be like, actually, if you do abandon this child, that's awful.
Yeah. Now, for me, alarm bells are ringing. Like, let's say that some of what Michael and Heather are saying is true. You know, you think the social workers would be like, we need to really keep an eye on this. So now, because of this, social workers went to Michael and Heather and they got them to sign a contract, from what I can gather. And in this, it basically said that they'll take better care of the children.
Okay.
That's it. Like,
okay, cool.
I promise I'll take better care of the children. Signed, Heather and Michael. Yeah. Done.
Yeah.
So I don't really know exactly how it works in America. And there are things like contracts and that in England. They definitely do that. But even with our shitty social services system, like, they put safety plans and welfare plans in place when there's, like, sort of concerns.
Yeah, exactly.
They sort of supply parenting courses and stuff like that, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. In America, they do that sometimes. Just depends how, you know... Seems like they just didn't really care. They sort of like, do better. Okay, cool, we'll do.
Yeah, yeah. And you think they'd hang around a bit more and just sort of keep an eye on it, mm-hmm. which they do in England mostly-ish, if there's a safety plan in place. That's all I'll say, because the kids go on the child protection list, don't they? So that means that social services sort of stay involved in some way. So, like, just a lot of the time, it's... they're checking in and what, it's just not enough. America or England.
They do have the same system. They just, on this, obviously, in this occasion, they chose not to. And you've got to remember, this was how many years ago? 14 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a quite a while ago.
Yeah, I don't know about 14 because my math's crap, but I believe you.
Well, if you said you're the same age as Taylor.
Oh, yeah, 14, 15, yeah.
Don't know how old her kid
is. Well, he was older at this point.
Thing is, though, as well, because she lives in a big house, doesn't see her children very often.
Shut up.
So, you know, she forgets what they look like.
Your house is bigger than mine. Shut up. But anyway, I do get that parents, especially parents that abuse their kids, will gaslight everyone, being like, no, it's the kids, it's this, it's that, it's that. And I do believe maybe Adrian was a bit of a pain in the bum because he was fighting for his life. He was fighting for everything.
And also, if you were they always pick one child, don't they? Mm-hmm. And that child gets the brunt of it. And he was the child that got the brunt of it.
Yeah. And I speak about this a bit later.
Yeah. And I think actually, when you're different, you do sort of question why.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you've got, in this case, realistically, he didn't even just have the mum and dad, he had all the siblings, a lot of the siblings as well,
mm-hmm.
sort of would mimic the mum and dad. I'm not saying they're to blame in any way, but they would mimic the mum and dad. So, like, they would be calling him names and they would be putting him down as well. So he's not only got the mum and dad, he's also got six other, you know, siblings.
Exactly. I mean, I have no idea if that happened in this case, but...
No, it did, yeah, there's audio of that.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that.
It's just basically their videoing him and then the little kids sort of like saying horrible things about him.
Oh, see, I've seen something different. So that's so interesting. But it is, the kids will do, that's probably their way of surviving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course it is. Exactly. They don't want to get hit. So it's like, oh, actually, he's been naughty.
Mm-hmm.
Look at him more. Mm-hmm.
My brain just can't fathom why it wasn't looked into more. I get not taking the kids away immediately because it needs to be investigated. Mm-hmm. I get that. But...
I don't know why. I don't know. I can't. I don't know.
It's just,
I mean, they were very skinny, weren't they? So I feel like that if anything, they should have picked up on that. And the house, man, there's no way that social worker did not go in that house and think, what the actual fuck?
Mm-hmm.
So even that is safety, you know, even that, the children should have got taken away. But I mean, I've listened to cases and read cases where they've taken the kids away because the house is untidy.
Mm-hmm.
They've given them, they give them a chance, like tidy it up, and then they don't, and then they take them away.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Crazy. So going, not on the report that I just said, that I just played, but going on sort of the timeline of the case. So after the interview that was sort of to close where Adrian said about being beaten, he also said, you know, that he was left to sleep without a blanket, pillows, all that sort of stuff. Now, the social worker would go on to put in the report that Adrian didn't have sufficient marks, bruises, and other signs that would definitively point to abuse.
Okay.
Now, I would say that the fact that he's telling them that he's being abused is definitive signs that there's a chance he's being abused.
I know.
Like, why and he must listening have been to scared
to tell them.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're going to say, they're social workers, they're fucking assholes. They're going to say, well, Adrian has made claims, or Adrian seems to think.
Mm-hmm.
So that's even going to get him beaten up even more.
Mm-hmm. I do get that kids can make false claims, or they can make bigger out of situations that weren't, because in their little heads it is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
But just the fact he said anything, why is that not enough to put in a report like, maybe we should look into this
a
bit?
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely mind-boggling. Ugh, it just, ugh, I can't even explain how much it annoys me.
But in America as well, as soon as they move, I don't know about here, it might be the same to be fair, but they seem to move, and then that's it.
Wow, this is my next thing. So, sometime after Adrian was interviewed, Michael and Heather decided to up sticks and leave Kansas and move to Missouri. They obviously did not tell social services. I'm really struggling with that at the moment. Social services that they were going, and they were able to leave with just no follow up, no repercussions, no nothing.
It's just like they move, and it's like, oh yeah, don't worry about them now. They're off our radar. Yeah. Someone else's problem.
No, the case wasn't closed, but there's just no records or anything stating that the family were looked for in any way.
No, they won't be.
No, crazy. And it seems that they were just allowed to leave and escape social services, start a new life.
I know.
Blah blah blah. I understand, like, it does
make... It can't be that fucking hard to track them. He must be working on it. He must be getting benefits.
Something, yeah. They've not changed their names. Like, I get it's hard for the social services. I get they're understaffed. Da-da-da-da-da. All the stuff that we always say.
I wonder what resources they have to track people. I'll have to ask. I'll find out.
But I don't know.
Here anyway.
Maybe they just thought it just wasn't...
No, I think it's just... I honestly think it's like, oh, they've moved away now. Someone else's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, that's what I think.
Yeah,
happens in these cases.
So it said that Michael and Heather would just flip like back and forth from Kansas to Missouri, like just here and there. Every time something, they had a bit of heat on them.
Yeah,
they just go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And this is how they sort of evaded the child agencies. Yeah. So when in 2013 that came around and they were still moving back and forth, as I said, they managed to evade social services, although... Some of the outlets say that complaints were made about the abuse and neglect of the children again during this time from both Kansas and Missouri.
Right.
So again, like, they're still... the social services obviously aren't talking to each other.
No.
But there are still reports either way.
Yeah.
So the children were also homeschooled to keep them out of sight, although, you know, were they homeschooled?
Oh, definitely not.
No, I mean, I don't think there was any learning going on whatsoever.
No, and learning doesn't have to be mash, English, science, sit down at a table.
Mm-mm.
You can learn in all different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, she wasn't really even a great parent to the rest of them, really, was she?
Not really is even an understatement. Like, yeah, she was shy.
Like, yeah, exactly. So can you imagine? She can't be able to parent them. Do you really mm-hmm. think she can bother to sit there and teach them math, English and science?
Exactly. So apparently while these kids were... being homeschooled, inverted commas, there were people in and out all the time.
What, like who? Who do you mean?
So, the family home was known to sort of have all people coming in and out at literally every point of the day.
Well, I mean, they obviously did drugs.
So yes. Few minutes. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Right, okay.
And this was like...
So there have been loads of witnesses to this abuse then.
Yeah.
Because he was made to do things like stand up for a long time, or he was actually made to go outside.
This comes up later. I do touch on that a bit. But Heather was a well-known drug addict, or drug user, should I say. Let's not say addict, user. and she was a well-known drug dealer.
She sounds amazing.
Oh, she's just brilliant,
isn't
she?
Sounds a treat.
But also she was known to sort of be a bit unhinged and take no shit. Like, she was the kind of person you didn't want to cross.
I'd whack her.
I wish she did. I really do. So Heather was very active on Facebook also, and she was known to post about parenting issues.
Didn't she post videos of, like, abusing him onto Facebook? There was something she posted, wasn't there?
She posted things like just saying how awful Adrian was, and yeah, like how she didn't know what to do with him and all that sort of
just
stuff.
For attention,
I wonder if
basically
we could find audio of that. I'll have a look and see if there is anything.
It wouldn't be audio, though, would it? It would be pictures of her Facebook, I'm assuming.
Don't know.
Wonder if her Facebook's still active.
I'll have a look.
Do some research.
So she's posting about, like, how bad these things are in the parenting group. So now coming up in this next part, I'm just going to sort of talk a bit about the abuse and what happened to Adrian. So little warner that there is a few, like, sad bits coming out. So she said things like her children needed to be tied up 95% of the time in order to restrain them in an effort to control their bad behaviour. Like 95% of the time. Now, this wasn't just on her page. As I said, this was in groups, like parenting groups. She was just, how she'd come out and say this. And then she started to refer to Adrian as the boy. She'd never call him Adrian. It was just the
That's
boy.
What I mean. Like, what? Surely.
Mm-hmm.
People must have been fucking thinking, oh, actually.
Yeah. I mean, I get kids aren't easy, and she's got 7. You know, it's hard. But nothing a child can do would ever constitute, like, for me, abusing them. And certainly not to the extent that Adrian was. He really did have such a horrific time. Like, she used Facebook Messenger also. It wasn't just sort of posting on groups. She used it to message Michael. And in the interactions between them, they would discuss abuse.
I mean, they get caught out every time. Yeah. Do they not think that this is going to... We're fucking retards, I swear to God.
Like, it's not traceable.
Yeah, I know.
Like, this is the internet. Know. Come on. So, and I know, what did I say? Is this 2013? Even then, we knew this.
Yeah,
like, this wasn't a new thing.
Yeah, exactly. They obviously didn't watch any true crime.
Oh, they're just fucking... But then, again, as I've said in other cases, I'm glad they did, because it just gives a trail, doesn't it?
Of course.
What's going on?
I can't seem to find them. I haven't dug that deep, but I reckon someone probably could.
Yeah. Well, if you do, let us know.
I'll tell you who's good on our page for that. Let me go off this and I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay. What, now? I've got to wait?
No, then. Just carry on and I'll go on it.
Okay. She would also send Michael photos or videos of the abuse. Like, what a twat.
Good. Yeah, literally.
Yeah. So we have seen this many times before, haven't we, though? This happens in loads of cases. One that pops to my mind is little Arthur.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's fascinating as well, aren't they?
Yep. All this got sent to Michael. So among these pictures was one of Adrian strapped to some kind of sort of movable doctor's table, and it was hung upside down. Now, this wasn't the only device that she had. However, she had sort of like fashioned a homemade like apparatus type thing to keep Adrian restrained. There was more than one, and they sort of varied in size and they varied in what body parts they restrained. Some of it was all of it. Some of it was like just sort of from the back to the arms, that sort of thing. The pictures also showed injuries, old and new, and in different stages of healing. So the next sort of part of this case is more going into sort of the abuse type stuff. So I think I'm going to put my part of the case done here and do the rest in part 2. But before we go, I want to play just a little bit more of audio. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Right. So we're going to go for it.
Well, Brad and Ellen, here's the bottom line. Adrian has a 2,000 page file in Kansas, and then his Missouri file has more than 400 pages. So these represent careful interviews and charting. But for what? He lived the last 9 months of his life in a shower, and he died there. The reports show people sounding the alarm and social workers showing up, questioning little kids who couldn't always explain what was really going on, find out the story behind the injuries. People described Heather Jones as a step monster who was on drugs and out of control, warning DCF,
things happen to the three kids that are not hers, and he is not home. Here's just one example. A child was rushed to the ER for falling down five carpeted stairs with major injuries. A story even the doctor doesn't buy. And one of Adrian's siblings reported abuse to a teacher at school. Here's what was said. Heather has been choking them. Punishment for not flushing the toilet. A social worker later interviewed children who say they thought Adrian actually died that night. Heather Jones is banned from the kids as part of a safety plan. But guess what happens 5 months later? Heather and Mike Jones are back together, then register to homeschool the kids, creating the Mike Jones Academy. The family bounces to Missouri and back. Social workers can't keep track of a family dodging the system.
So that was from Five Investigation. It's gone a bit more into detail than I did about Heather being taken away, but then she's allowed back with them. And it says a bit about the abuse. And I think that's why I want to stop it there, because then we go more into what happened after that.
I'm really struggling to find this audio that I'm talking about. I will find it. I'm so like stressed out with it. But, you know, I was talking about someone that maybe could find her on Facebook.
Yeah, are you on about the lady that suggested the case?
Yeah, Saf.
So she's Saf, yeah. She's really, really good. Yeah, she was one of the main ones that suggested this case, and everyone agreed that, you know, it was a good one to do.
Yeah.
But it's just horrific.
Horrible, isn't it?
It is. So I think if we leave it there, you'll try and find the audio one that you're on about, because I don't know about this. I haven't seen it.
I've heard it. I've heard it and seen it, so it's definitely on the internet somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't see it been taken down, because it wasn't that long ago.
It will definitely be somewhere anyway.
Yeah, it's just frustrating that I can't bloody find it. And you know it's there because you've saw mm-hmm. it, and you get really frustrated about it.
Okay.
But yeah, okay, so this is end of part one.
Part one of Adrian Jones, and we will go on to part two.
Yes, much love, everybody.
Love, bye.